Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 406, Invested or Divested, or a little of both. Podcast number 406, that's my area code. Anyway, hey guys, how you all doing? I hope you're having an excellent summer as it unfolds. We have passed the solstice. Daylight hours are getting less already. I don't like that, but the dog days of summer and the kind of hard light is also starting to get into our rearview mirror, which I'm always thankful about. I had some people ask of late if I'm still using the Adobe Podcast beta. I am. In fact, it says I've got 1,300 minutes so far recorded using the Adobe Podcast beta, which now is open to the entire public. So I don't know why it's so called beta, but anyway, I still use it, and while it doesn't do the best transcripts, and I talked to them about that, the audio makes it life easy for me, and obviously it's reaching you guys because I hear from you, so I appreciate that. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. One thing, folks, to get the Moose discount, which I talk about every single week, you do have to actually tell them, either verbally or on the website, that you want the Moose discount. They don't read minds, and they don't know you listen to the Moose Podcast. So there's that one stipulation. You have to actually tell them that to receive the discount on all their good stuff. This week, Bedford's has prime savings. I love this. It's so cool. So this week, where it's permitted, you're going to see big savings on 35 millimeter, 50 millimeter, and 85 millimeter lenses. Yeah, prime savings. And on top of those already amazing lower prices for the prime savings sale, you will see the extra for the Moose discount after you check out. So, really amazing deal. So that's Bedford, bedfords.com. Tell them that Moose sent you. Thank them for sponsoring it. And do yourself a favor when you make that purchase, ask for the Moose discount. I've had some interesting conversations this past week by email and by phone. And even by Zoom, there's a college professor up in Canada who reached out and wanted to create this 30-minute pseudo interview lesson for not only his students, but he volunteers and teaches at the Senior Citizen Center. So we had an interesting conversation, and all these conversations, it got me thinking, and each one of the conversation, I was either in a rut or it just fit what was happening. I said the quote that I've been saying for quite a while, especially when it comes to landscape photography, and that is, your photographs don't want to just say, I was here. Your photographs got to say, you've got to be here. Now, obviously, there's a few words change there and a bit of inflection, but it really gets down to kind of this week's podcast, invested or divested, or a little of both. Now, if you listen to any of my podcasts, you know that I really, really encourage photographers to improve their photography. Not necessarily just by gear, but by them, who they are, who you are, and what makes you tick, what makes you unique. And I've used the analogy a lot, so if I'm repeating myself, my apologies, but from looking at my notes that these conversations, because boy, these conversations this past week, they all seem to like generate from the same basic point. And that is, we're all so unique that in this photographic process, having photographs that are identical can be a real challenge. And I've mentioned many times, you know, if we all have the exact same camera body, exact same lens, exact same tripod, same memory in the car, in the f-stop, shutter speeds, we all, everything was all identical. We're lined up and we're all pointing at the same subject, we'd all have different photographs. That's just the way we are, and that's the way it should be. That's why libraries existed with all those different volumes, fiction and nonfiction. All you have to do is just watch or listen to somebody's reaction, a bunch of people's reaction to an event or even a horrific event. And they all will have slightly different, if not completely varying stories about the exact same thing. That's kind of what it is to be a human, and especially what it is to be a photographer. So in this process, then how do we start kind of, you could say, carving out the pixels so they are aligned to be the way we want to talk? Well, you've got to be a bit invested. And if you're not invested, you're divested. And then it shows up. So what do I mean by invested or divested? So if you are a photographer and you put your photographs out there, you probably are more invested than divested. And why is that? Well, the divested person is going to some extent, not acknowledge the process that he had to put his own heart and soul into that picture, had to invest in a bit of himself to make the magic happen. Now, one of the best analogies, and this came up this last week almost every time, had to do with AI. So right off the bat, I'm not knocking AI. I'm not saying AI should be going away. That is not the point at all I'm trying to make. Rather, if you are use WordPress, which, as you know, I put out a bit on the old web, and I use WordPress. Most of it now has AI assistance, if not generating text. And if I just put in, let's just say, "Whitetail deer nursing a fawn," okay. Just say, put that in there, and you say generate. It will write a paragraph of two that is just pretty much really pretty close, good biology that you would read anywhere on the web, and it'll be generated, and poof, you're done. The first thing, though, if you read this text and you read what I would normally write, the first thing you're going to notice is that the amazement of the process, the wonder of how nature functions, the good fortune to be able to witness such the event of a fawn nursing, let alone get glass on it, those you won't find in an AI generated text. And what am I saying isn't going to be there? The passion, the romance. And of course, how many times have I mentioned that when you go into your favorite software to finish an image, there is no slider there. It says romance, and there is no slider that says passion. So right off the bat, you're using that AI, you're divesting your photograph, you're divesting your text, or both of them, of the essential thing that makes humans human, right? And that's emotions. So then, on the flip side, if you are invested, then all of a sudden, your photographs will definitely take on a different light, metaphorically and more likely literally, both in the viewfinder and when you're finishing them on the computer. Now, it is 1,000% more difficult to be invested in that photograph when you take it been divested from it. The main thing right off the bat is your own personal frustration or embrace of the results from your camera. When you're invested, you're going to have much greater, exhilaration from that click, and you're going to have much greater disappointment from that click if you're really invested in it. So that is one thing you might think about when you're, actually looking at that photograph, you're finishing that photograph. Where are you on that scale? And then, here comes the touchy part, right? You're going to take this out into the real world. And if you're really invested in it, not getting likes or getting that nasty note, and there's always going to be haters, right? You got to have a thick skin for those folks. Then you're putting your heart on the line, and boy, it's there where people can either can cradle it or stomp on it. And if you're divested from the whole process, you throw it out there, and I see this too. I mean, it's not like I'm just using this because it's a topic for a podcast. I see photographs out there that people put out there, and it's kind of like, just throwing stuff out there and seeing what's going to stick. And to me, that's like being as divested from the subject, the photograph, the process as can be. It's just clicking away, which I see a lot of people do with iPhone, which always, I think is kind of interesting. But it's a process where there is no apparent guidelines or recipe or formula that you can just follow. This is something that you have to come up from within and feel that investment. And if you're invested in that photograph, every bit of the process from picking the lens to the exposure to arranging elements in the viewfinder to finishing at the computer, where you're invested in it, you're going to find it actually, especially in the long run, it's so much easier. Photography gets so much more fun. When you're divested in it, then, John Stewart's quote comes into play. You can't polish a turd. And that's an important thing to understand. So as summer starts to go back to fall, fall in its beautiful light, keep in mind that if you go out with right now, and this is a classic example that one of the things that brought up in the conversations this week, if you go out right now and you see things happening, but you literally don't feel it, that means you are invested in that thing called photography. And if you go out and you see something really cool, but you don't click, that means you're really more invested in it because now that critical element, light, is just not working for the way you want to tell the story. And it's hard to put handles on these things, which was made the conversations this week a bit of a challenge. If you're not there, you'll get there. But you just have to give yourself some time. You have to open up your heart as well as your mind. You've got to decide, invested or divested. You folks have a marvelous week. Thank you for spending some of it with me. And remember to make every click your story.